The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the third chapter of Ephesians we hear, "For this reason I bow my knee before you, the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. Gracious God, you have shown your love in us in many ways and with a passion of a mother's love for her children. And as we leave today and return to those whom you have given us, fill our hearts with love of you and for our families that makes all our deeds and words resound with that love. We ask, enrich our lives with those at home and make such time precious in your sight. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Andrews. Thank you, Senator. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please call the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 16th day, Wednesday, February 1st, 2017. The Senate met pursuant
Senator
to McCall, the
adjournment. Purpose to rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cole, you recognize closed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those opposed, to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Dave Mariner and Roxy Murphy from the Gasconade County Republican have been given permission to take photos and videos in the Senate chamber today.
Right. Introduction of guest, Senator from the 7th. What purpose do you rise?
Introductions.
Proceed.
President, to my left and your right, visiting the day is Dr. Lynn Fum.
Please keep order in the Senate where we can hear the introductions on the side galleries and in the chamber. Senator from...
Thank you, Mr. President. Dr. Lynn Fum is a pediatrician in Kansas City. She is also a neighbor of mine, and she is visiting today to advocate on behalf of children. So I'd like the body to make her feel welcome.
Would the guest of the Senator from the 7th please rise and be recognized? Introduction of guest, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor this morning. I get to do this every year, and it's always a time when I meet some incredible young men that are visiting our capital and capital city. I'd like to introduce the kings of the historically black colleges and universities attending the HBCU Kings Leadership Conference and competition on the Lincoln University campus here in Jefferson City this weekend. 9 HBCU Kings are with us today. They are Anthony Williams of Bowie State University, Tevin Smith of Delaware State University, Gabriel Russell of Houston, Tolston University, Kendall Gilbert of Lincoln University of Pennsylvania, Mr. President, Jeffron Smalls of North Carolina Agricultural and Technical University,
Patrick Miner of North Carolina Central University, Raqib Akande of Savannah State University, Jamie Benz of Talladega College, Darren Tyrick of Lincoln University here in Jefferson City in Missouri. I would like the body to make all of the kings of the historically black colleges and universities feel very welcome in our Senate chambers today.
All right. Let's please welcome the guests of the Center from Cole. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 4th.
President, to my left and your right, I have two special guests here with me today. A good friend of mine, Dan Onder from St. Louis County, who had the unfortunate task of working with me for many years out in the field, brought his daughter up here, Izzy Sapp, from Sparing Middle School. She's in 7th grade, and I would ask that everybody make them feel welcome.
Let's please make the guests of the Senator from the 4th welcome in the Senate chamber.
President, if I could also ask that she be made page for the day to serve.
She will be made page for the day without compensation. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 391, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to commercial motor vehicle routes.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go the order of business of reports from standing committees. Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. The list with the name of the appointment has been distributed. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your committee report forward. No objections being made. The reading will be waived.
Mr. President, I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointment.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Newton. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you have?
The Senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton, you yield?
Yes.
You may proceed.
Senator, I don't have anything on my desk about that. Can you just tell me who it is and what we're doing?
It is Mr. Duron Cherry, reappointment to the Jackson County Sports Authority. It was a Nixon appointee, and we're just reappointing the gentleman.
Okay, Duron has done an excellent job, and I support him completely. Thank you.
Yes.
Does any other Senator desire to be heard? Senator from Newton, you're recognized. Close.
I close. I renew the motion.
Senator from Newton moves that the committee report adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to set appointments. Those of the opinion motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes have it. The committee report is adopted.
We're on the business of reports of standing committees. The Senator from the 8th.
Your Ways and Means Committee has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 248, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Krause, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business and Industry has three reports.
Senator reports forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 43, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 66, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 189, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 28, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 139, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 82, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report from the Committee for Veterans and Military Affairs.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 108, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wallingford, Chairman.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Education Committee has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 52, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Romine, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 111, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 95, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 146, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hageman, Chairman.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report from your Committee on Professional Registration.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred Senate Bill 125, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from the Second.
President, your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 20, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development has a report.
Please send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 6, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 11, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has two reports.
Please send reports forward. Madam Secretary, read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 8, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 64, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schatz, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read a report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 16, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for second reading. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, would you refer Senate Concur Resolution 13 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics?
It will be referred.
Senate Bill 327.
Senate Bill 327, an act relating to course access in education.
Education, Senate Bill 328.
Senate Bill 328, an act relating to higher education.
Education, Senate Bill 329.
Senate Bill 329, an act relating to motor vehicle franchise practices.
General laws, Senate Bill 330.
Senate Bill 330, an act relating to liability under workers' compensation law.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 331.
Senate Bill 331, an act relating to confiscation of animals.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources, Senate Bill 332.
Senate Bill 332, an act relating to the timeliness of tax payments made by postal mail.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 333.
Senate Bill 333, an act relating to retirement benefits for certain state employees.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 334.
Senate Bill 334, an act relating to influenza education.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 335.
Senate Bill 335, an act relating to service dogs.
Seniors, Family, and Children, Senate Bill 336.
Senate Bill 336, an act relating to market conduct of insurance companies.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 337.
Senate Bill 337, an act relating to deprecation of damaged property.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 338.
Senate Bill 338, an act relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 339.
Senate Bill 339, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 340.
Senate Bill 340, an act relating to the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 341.
Senate Bill 341, an act relating to minor children suspected of prostitution.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 342.
Senate Bill 342, an act relating to an earned income tax credit.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 343.
Senate Bill 343, an act relating to foster parent adoptions.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 344.
Senate Bill 344, an act relating to the expungement of criminal records involving the offense of prostitution.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 345.
Senate Bill 345, an act relating to video recorders used by law enforcement agencies.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 346.
Senate Bill 346, an act relating to appropriations for tax credits.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 347.
Senate Bill 347, an act relating to actions for damages due to exposure to asbestos.
General Laws, Senate Bill 348.
Senate Bill 348, an act relating to fees credited to the Technology Trust Fund.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 349.
Senate Bill 349, an act relating to financial incentives for job creation.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 350.
Senate Bill 350, an act relating to employment practices relating to gender.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 351.
Senate Bill 351, an act relating to penalties for the offense of delivery of controlled substances containing heroin.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 352.
Senate Bill 352, an act relating to statutes of limitations for the certain offenses against a child.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 353.
Senate Bill 353, an act relating to grounds for disciplinary actions against dentists.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 354.
Senate Bill 354, an act relating to wireless communications infrastructure.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, environment, Senate Bill 355.
Senate Bill 355, an act relating to road signs for educational instructions.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 356.
Senate Bill 356, an act relating to non-contest clauses in trust instruments.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 357.
Senate Bill 357, an act relating to adjustments to tax rate levies for political subdivisions.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 358.
Senate Bill 358, an act relating to collective bargaining within the Bi-State Development Agency.
General Laws. Senate Bill 359.
Senate Bill 359, an act relating to the promotion and sale of alcohol beverages.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 360.
Senate Bill 360, an act relating to virtual public schools.
Education, Senate Bill 361.
Senate Bill 361, an act relating to driver's licenses compliant with the Federal Real ID Act of 2015.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 362.
Senate Bill 362, an act relating to school instruction in Braille.
Education, Senate Bill 363.
Senate Bill 363, an act relating to long-term care facilities.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 364.
Senate Bill 364, an act relating to agricultural land values.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 365.
Senate Bill 365, an act relating to property owned by limited property owned by limited liability companies.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 366.
Senate Bill 366, an act relating to the licensure of psychologists.
Professional Registration, SJR 1. Senate Joint Resolution 1.
Senate Joint Resolution 1, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 2.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution relating to certain sports complex authorities.
Economic Development, Senate Joint Resolution 3.
Senate Joint Resolution 3, a joint resolution relating to state highways.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Joint Resolution 4.
Senate Joint Resolution 4, a joint resolution relating to a recall election for the St. Louis County Executive.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Joint Resolution 5.
Senate Joint Resolution 5, a joint resolution relating to impeachment trials.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Joint Resolution 6.
Senate Joint Resolution 6, a joint resolution relating to judicial procedure.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Joint Resolution 7.
Senate Joint Resolution 7, a joint resolution relating to the Missouri General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 8.
Senate Joint Resolution 8, a joint resolution relating to property exempt from taxation.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Joint Resolution 9.
Senate Joint Resolution 9, a joint resolution relating to bingo.
Progress and Development, Senate Joint Resolution 10.
Senate Joint Resolution 10, a joint resolution relating to members of the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 11.
Senate Joint Resolution 11, a joint resolution relating to the nonpartisan court plan.
General Laws, Senate Joint Resolution 12.
Senate Joint Resolution 12, a joint resolution relating to the state budget.
Ways and Means, Senate Joint Resolution 13.
Senate Joint Resolution 13, a joint resolution relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Joint Resolution 14.
Senate Joint Resolution 14, a joint resolution relating to term limits for statewide elected officials.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 15.
Senate Joint Resolution 15, a joint resolution relating to the full funding of public elementary and secondary education.
General Laws, Senate Joint Resolution 16.
Senate Joint Resolution 16, a joint resolution relating to the reauthorization of a sales tax dedicated to the conservation purposes.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 9142, 131, 265, and 314.
Senator from Newton. Senator from Colorado.
We're not on that orbitus yet. Okay. That'll be fine, Senator, Mr. President.
Senator from Call.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that the Senate stand in recess until 11:30 this day.
Senate will stand in recess. You've heard the motion before the body that the Senate stand in recess until 11:30 this day. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 11:30 this day.